Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. If this is your first time, welcome to the family. We are the podcast that turns your ideas into an amazing adventure every single day. You know, we couldn't even exist without imaginations from kids just like you. So if you have an idea for a story, I'd love to see it. Check down in the show notes below for how you can submit your own story idea, and maybe we'll turn it into an awesome adventure. And parents, if you're new to kids podcasting, I want to challenge you to listen to podcasting for 5 days in a row with your kids. It's going to increase their imagination, decrease screen time, and we're going to have a lot of fun along the way. Are you guys ready for today's adventure? Me too, let's go! I don't know what to do, Penelope whined to her sister Zoe as the two of them lied face first on the couch. It was a cool September day, the gray sky dry but dreary. Okay, you two, time to shake off those lazy bones, their mom called out to them.
But Mom,
Zoe protested.
There's nothing to do.
Sure there is. Go outside, maybe go for a walk and find an adventure. Then she handed them their shoes and shooed them out the door. Penelope and Zoe started walking around their neighborhood, hoping to find some of their friends along the way, but there didn't seem to be anyone out on this gray day besides them. They walked past quiet yards and houses. Even the birds and squirrels in the trees seem to be extra sleepy today. If we don't see anything exciting by the time we get to the corner, let's just turn around, Penelope decided. Wait, what's that? Zoe asked her sister.
I think there's someone over there.
Finally. The corner up ahead was blocked by bushes, but the girls could see a sweater moving on the other side. They couldn't see the person's face or hair, but they looked to be the same height as the two of them.
I hope it's Juliana, Zoe said.
But as they got closer, they saw it wasn't Juliana.
It wasn't even a person at all.
The purple and yellow sweater was just that, a sweater. Nobody was even wearing it.
But it, I don't know, it wasn't like just a sweater. Since it was floating in the air.
The girls watched as the sweater floated closer to them. It lifted its sleeves up towards them in a handless sort of hello. Then it bumped into Penelope repeatedly.
I think it wants you to put it on, said Zoe.
Put it on? No way.
Because, you know, we don't know where that thing's been or what it wants,
Penelope replied. At that, the sweater flew up above her and tried to pull itself over her.
Oh, okay, I get it now. I'll put you on,
she yelled through the fabric as it kept covering her face. Penelope grabbed the sweater and pulled it over her head. As she did, one of the sleeves wrapped around Zoe's hand before
instantly transporting them
to the desert.
What?
This was very confusing. Penelope popped her head up out through the top of the sweater and pulled her arms through, not yet noticing even what had happened.
Whoa, what the?
No wonder this sweater floated. The inside is inflated. I feel like I'm wearing a swim tube.
Wait a second. Zoe?
What just happened? Where are we?
Penelope shrieked. The two girls looked out at the desert.
All around them, the land was sandy and dry. Everything looked dusty.
And the only pop of color came from the green cacti clustered in patches across the ground. Penelope grabbed her sister's hand.
Zoe? Why and how did we get in the desert?
I don't know.
You put on the sweater and the sleeve grabbed me, and then we were just here, Zoe replied.
Wait, Penelope. Do you think the sweater is magical?
Penelope went to answer, but something on her back was itching like crazy.
Ugh, what is that? Oh, can you help me itch that?
She cried, pulling the collar of the sweater. Zoe looked and saw the tag was sticking out. Grabbing it, she read,
Care instructions. Jump and make a wish using one word only. For best results, wash in cold water.
Zoe shrieked with excitement.
Whoa! It is magic! Penelope, jump!
Okay, well, it's pretty hot out here. How about pool? Penelope jumped as she said it, and as her feet landed on the ground, so did an inflatable pool beside her. Zoe and Penelope made a sound of amazement, like, oh yeah! If you were amazed at having just found a magical sweater, what sound would you make? Like,
holy smokes!
Then Zoe grabbed the sweater on Penelope's arm and jumped, yelling,
Floaties!
As she landed, floaties appeared on their arms. She looked at Penelope.
Well, I can't swim without them.
And then she climbed into the pool. Penelope followed, still wearing the inflatable sweater. As the two girls floated and splashed, Penelope's tummy rumbled from hunger. Climbing out of the water, Penelope jumped and yelled,
Pizza!
An inflatable pizza appeared on the ground next to her. She looked at the blow-up toy in frustration.
What? I can't eat this.
She tried again.
Tacos!
Poof! Inflatable tacos.
Burgers!
Poof!
Salad! Watermelon!
Poof! Poof! Every food item she wished for appeared as its inflatable form. Zoe walked up and grabbed her sleeve, trying,
Lunchbox?
An inflatable lunchbox appeared in front of them. Penelope opened it up and
finally,
inside was some real non-inflatable food. Penelope wished for a table and chairs, and the girls sat down, happily splitting the cheese sandwich and apples. The blow-up chairs squeaked as they moved around them.
Squeak, squeak, squeak.
When they were finished, Zoe tried to wish for ice cream cones, hoping for real ice cream inside of maybe inflatable cones, but nothing appeared. Penelope explained,
too many words. All wishes have to be one word, remember?
Oh, well then...
Playground! Elephant! Skyscraper!
Jump, jump, jump. And all of Zoe's wishes appeared. Inflatable, of course. The girls slid down the inflatable slide and swung on the inflatable swings. Penelope and Zoe tried to climb the giant blow-up elephant and even the larger blow-up skyscraper. When that didn't work, the girls pretended to be monsters and tried knocking the large inflatable building over.
Ah, look at me! I'm a giant gorilla! Ah.
After a few hours, Penelope and Zoe were exhausted from all their playing. Penelope mustered up all her strength and jumped.
Bed!
Her and Zoe crawled up onto a blow-up bed complete with inflated pillows and blankets. Then Zoe yawned.
Home!
To their surprise, instead of an inflatable house appearing, the bed started moving. It zoomed across the desert, picking up speed so fast that the world around them became a blur. When everything came back into view, the girls were back in their neighborhood, their inflatable bed parked in their front yard. Wow. I think they got to be a little more careful what they wished for with that magical inflatable sweater. The end.
Great job. You listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts.
I want to say hello to Lily from New York, Henry from California, Tegan from Oregon, Mason from Florida,
Jack and Isla from Illinois, and Camden from Massachusetts. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family. We could not have this much fun with imagination without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I'll see you on our next adventure. Bye!